possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world. Points of interest along the trail. And offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Like we do every week at this time, the Greg Hill Show and WEEI in association with the Boston Sports Apparel Company and Acro bring to you. Okay, they unveiled the Tom Brady statue. If you like it, I ain't gonna throw no shade at you. Wiggy said it looked more pudgy than sporty. He gave it about an 8 and a 7 from Courtney. 9 out of 10 was the call from Devin McCourty. Sean wasn't impressed, but I'm nevertheless indifferent, I guess. But dude was the best. I just kinda wish they emphasized the logo on his chest. Belichick could be next, but him and Kraft are rivals. And I bet he likes tight. Is more than bronze idols. The patch might have got the attention of some bookies, cause the O-line might be starting two rookies. Coach Vrabel gets enough respect. I bet he gonna find the right way to shuffle the deck. Preseason, Pats versus Commanders. The game was like a newborn versus Homelander. The Pats got down to biz right off rip. End of the first quarter with 17 zip. I'm acrobatic cause the lyrics I flip need to win me some type of rap championship. Winning it all for the Sox could be tough though. Simply to make the playoffs is not enough, yo. Expectations are high, but the reason son is that we ready for a deep postseason run. Nothing wrong with the fans trying to boost them, especially how they played against SD in Houston. One bright spot is Roman Anthony. He in the box looking like a batting champ to be.
Turn it up. Okay. All right. Well, that was acrobatic. He's always great. He joins us every single week to give us our weekly wrap up. We all got basically a little shout out in that, which is great.
Anyway.
And I love acrobatic.
He's awesome. Really nicest. Nice guy. I messaged him and we messaged back. Very, very humble.
Shoot, I thought I was the only one he messaged.
Yeah.
Shucks.
Well, we had a very nice back and forth. And can I just ask a quick question before we get to Chuck here? How do the Patriots get out of this? Like, Drake has to become a leader, right? Like, they have to have, you know, they need to have Steph Diggs and people get on board. But it's like the chicken or the egg, right? Like, I don't know if Belichick's message gets through here if Bledsoe doesn't go down and they don't start winning. Like, it's this chicken or the egg where it's like, can you instill the culture? Do you have enough early success while you're building it to allow yourself the runway to develop it? Or does it fall off the rails before you even leave the station? Like, seems like an inflection point where you have an incredibly young team. You got rid of all the captains on purpose. And now the vacuum's been filled by Diggs, and he's sitting there, and he's become an issue before you even get to the second preseason game.
This is Boston sports in general. It's all four teams.
Yeah.
That we're at this point.
That's true.
Like, yeah.
The city, the sports fans had their 20-year run, which is never going to be matched, ever,
right,
by any other city, let alone this city. That
never.
It was the most ridiculous run. And I can tell you, because I have people and friends that aren't from here that are looking at this like, that is ridiculous. And they were so envious and so annoyed.
Yeah.
We had the 5 years. COVID kind of distracted everybody from the fall out of the 20 years of greatness that this town. Now we're at the point where it's like that question's being asked from all four teams. How are we going to not be this? Not like everybody else. For the next 20 years.
I also think that they need to get on the same page. Like, the narrative coming out of the Patriots, they need to all have the same messaging. And that's been an issue that has been the last 3, 4, 5 years. It doesn't seem like, whether it's the Krafts and the head coach and the quarterback and the receivers, like, everybody seems to be disjointed instead of, for 20 years, everybody had the same message. It was very short. not a long message, and that's what made it great.
But that disjointedness is normal.
Yeah.
Across the NFL, that's what's happening at 30 other teams. That's just what football, like, it, that's a normal NFL drama. That's why everyone loves it, other than gambling, is there's always a story, there's always news, there's always drama, there's always someone upset, there's always something happening, and you weren't part of that group. You were the one of two for 20 years. Now you're one of 30, like everybody else, and it's really hard to get out of. There's no answer.
No.
There's nothing that you say, this is what we need to do, and we can get there, and we can do it, and it just kind of happens. And drafting, having Tom Brady is what made it happen 25 years ago, and no one really knows what the next catalyst is.
Yep.
Well, we have the Jimmy Fund next week, 2 days, Monday and Tuesday. You got to join us bright and early on Monday morning, 6 a.m. We're going to be joined by Rob and Karen Hale. They're going to do a match that I don't think has been done before.
No.
So just be prepared for that. They are the best family around in Massachusetts. But our friend Chuck has called. We talk with Chuck, I believe, for the past couple of years, ever since I've been on the show. A dear friend, a Dana-Farber patient. Chuck, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Courtney. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Hey, Chuck.
I'm doing all right. Hey, Chris. And it's nice to have two Eagles and a Razor this morning. It's it's pretty cool to have Andrew joining you. But first off, I want to say, Courtney and Chris, you guys have done an amazing job this week. Don't listen to the people that have been complaining the last couple of days. Both of you have made all of us Boston College Eagles very proud of you've done. But you know, I want to keep my annual tradition going, calling in the Friday before the telephone, because believe it or not, when I do the phone bank next week, you'd be amazed at the number of folks who say, hey, I recognize your voice from being on air with Greg and team. And believe it or not, I was recently at a funeral home at a wake, and someone came up to me and said, wait, you're Chuck, the guy that calls into the Greg Hill Show before the telephone every year. So I wanted to call in this week because it's really, really, really important. You know, I don't want to go serious, but I have to for a second. Next week's telethon is so critical to all of us because of what's happening down in D.C. You know, we're seeing cancer research funds just being decimated and plummeting. And, you know, what our El Presidente has done is basically costing close to $2.7 billion in lost research dollars. And Chris, you know the story. I mean, I'm only here because of the clinical trial that I'm in at the Dana-Farber. Believe it or not, we're approaching 10 years in my fight with renal cell cancer.
Wow.
And it's downright frightening to see what's happening from a research level down in D.C. and what it's doing.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
And so what you and your team are going to do next week for Monday and Tuesday is critical to guys like me, because when you see what's happening to the cuts and to the funding, and when you understand that, you know, Dana-Farber is responsible for over 50% of all of the FDA-approved drugs that are out there right now because of research, because of clinical trials, there's never been a more important time for NESN and for WEEI to be stepping up and raising funds for the Dana-Farber. And again, I'm not here without research, without clinical trials. And what all of your listeners, all of the folks that watch NESN next week, you guys will all, guys and gals, will be saving lives. And it's so important based upon what's happening down in D.C. I mean, it's never a good time to be battling cancer. But more importantly, when you see what's happening with all the research cuts, it's making it even more downright scary. And it's going to cost lives long term. You know, it's going to put us back probably decades with, you know, the delay of clinical trials, the delay of important funding. And what scares me the most is when you walk around the Dana-Farber and you see the young folks that are getting into cancer care, if we can't continue to keep them employed, you know, we're going to lose the potential pipeline of talent that's really coming. So, you know, each year I call in after being on the air with you guys now 5 years ago, believe it or not. And I want to implore all of your listeners out there, you know, please join us next week. No matter how large or how small the donation, we need it now more than ever before.
If I could just interject quickly, you know, your story so resonated with me when you were on, and what you initially, Chuck, was being treated, and it was during the pandemic, so he was with just the nurses and his mates that were also undergoing treatment, and your goal was to be able to walk your daughter down the aisle. And I think we always talk about the Jimmy Fund, and the Jimmy Fund is a one in a million place that treats children with cancer, and there's no more important cause than to help children fight cancer. But the Dana-Farber also helps people like Chuck get to be the dads for their kids and bring them down the aisle, and to see you each year and to know what was at stake and to know where you were and to see where you are now, it's truly inspiring.
Chris, I really appreciate that. Again, we've become friendly. I'm going to be in there Tuesday doing the phone bank. Hopefully we can get our annual telethon selfie.
Yes.
I have one important update. So yes, Kayla and Jimmy get married in 2022. I'm happy to announce that come October, Liz and I will be promoted. Kayla and Jimmy are expecting their first.
Oh, Chuck.
So, and Cordy, I remember when Dr. Shireri and I were on 5 years ago, I told you about my checklist and making sure that we got to see the girls, you know, all graduate high school and college and get married. And, you know, believe it or not, now we're about 9 weeks out from having a new addition. We have no idea whether it's a boy or a girl, but we're all super psyched and super stacked to be out there. And I'm watching Twitch as you and I, as we have this conversation.
Please don't.
And one of the folks in there is saying that what the Dana-Farber does next week has nothing to do, the telethon has nothing to do with government funding. Guess what, Bozo? I'm in the battle right now, and whatever slashes take place on the government side have to be offset somewhere. So, you know, unless you're in my shoes, you don't know what you're talking about. And whatever we do next week from a telethon perspective offsets the cuts that are taking place. So, you know, grab a set and grow up, will you? Because you have no idea what you're talking about.
All right, Chuck. Well, Chuck, I look forward to seeing you next week.
I want to say thanks. I look forward to seeing you guys. I'll be doing the phone bank Tuesday between 8 and 10. And more importantly, just thanks so much for what you're doing. And you guys, you make a big difference. And thanks for what you've done this week. You guys have both done a great job. Liz and I had scans this morning, and I was listening to you at 6 o'clock. I thought you did a great job hyping the telethon early this morning. And I just wanted to call in and implore your donors, or implore your listeners next week. You know, please help us. Every penny counts. And I look forward to seeing you guys Tuesday morning.
Thanks so much, Chuck. So happy you're doing well. And what great news to find out that he is going to be able to cross that off his bucket list to become a grandparent.
And Curtis works for both boy and girl. So you could just...
It does.
I think it'd be...
Chris does too, really.
Yeah. Christine.
Chris.
Christine.
Yeah.
Topher. That's what I had a tennis teacher. His name was Dick Waterfall.
Oh.
That's a great name.
And he called me Topher.
Yeah. Oh, so I like that.
If a guy named Dick Waterfall gives you a nickname, you kind of got to stick with it.
Yeah, you do. You do.
He knows nicknames.
All right, we got to get to what's trending.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.